Netanyahu warns Houthis as he lights first candle of Hanukkah. By Joel B. Polak on December 25, 2024. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lit the first candle of Hanukkah in Jerusalem, Israel, on Wednesday evening, and warned Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who have been firing missiles and drones from Yemen that they are about to learn a lesson. The Houthis fired a ballistic missile at Israel early Wednesday, Christmas morning, which was intercepted by Israel's defense systems, though pieces of shrapnel fell on the country. A drone from Yemen reached Israel but landed in an open area, causing no injuries. Israel has retaliated against the rebels three times and is planning a larger counterattack after Houthi attacks have continued. Hanukkah, or Hanukkah, celebrates the rededication of the ancient temple in Jerusalem after it was liberated from Syrian Greek control in the 2nd century BC. While the themes of the holiday are primarily religious, it is also a powerful symbol of Israel triumphing over its enemies, and it was in that sense that Netanyahu invoked it. The Prime Minister's office released the following statement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this evening, Wednesday, December 25, 2024, at the Prime Minister's office, PMO, in Jerusalem, lit the first Hanukkah candle together with PMO employees and senior officials, and their children. Also attending the lighting were Orna and Ronan Noitra, who met with the Prime Minister earlier today, the parents of Captain Omer Noitra of blessed memory, an IDF Armored Corps officer who fell in the fighting in the western Negev on October 7 and whose body was taken hostage by Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu, after the candle lighting, translated from Hebrew. Today we are lighting the first candle of Hanukkah to mark the victory of the Maccabees then, and also the victory of the Maccabees of today. Like then, we are striking at our enemies, and those who thought they could cut the thread of our lives here then, this will apply to them all. The Houthis will also learn what Hamas, Hezbollah, the Assad regime and others have learned, and this will also take time. This lesson will be learned across the Middle East, I tell you, in those days at this season. A happy holiday to you all. Israeli soldiers deployed in the field also lit Hanukkah candles, from Lebanon in the north to Gaza in the south. Our brave soldiers celebrating Hanukkah with menorah lighting in Lebanon. Chag Sama. pic.twitter.com/iver/ab5nct. Israel Strong, at Israel Strong Nick. December 25, 2024. IDF soldiers are lighting the first candle of Hanukkah in Jabalia. pic.twitter.com/seedgsidk. Iris, at Streetwise, December 25, 2024. Hanukkah lasts 8 nights and 8 days, and will continue this year through January 2. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.